This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating a progress note of John Krebs. This is a late dictation. The date was December 6th, 2022. I mean, 21. December 6th, 2021. I'm dictating this as a late dictation. I'm paired with Mr. Krebs' team regarding dementia, comma. Hypertension and Mr. Depression, period. Impairments of Krebs has had history of dementia with agitation, but at the present time it doesn't seem too bad here. He sleeps a bit and he's a bit unsteady, but he does ambulate fully, period. He has hypertension, blood pressure has been stable, period. He denies any chest pain or headache or dyspnea, period. He denies any other cardiac symptoms at the present time, period. He has poverty of speech and doesn't say too much, period. Review of system is negative for fever, chills, headache, nausea, abdominal pain, period. He denies the serious period. He seems stable from the standpoint of his prostatic hyperplasia, period. Paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure is 130 over 74. Anyway, sorry, 130 over 78. Pulse was 72. Respiratory rate was 16. And temperature was 97.9, O2 saturation 94%. Head and neck is unremarkable. Lung.
It's because Joe Biden has projected weakness to them for the last year, and he said he gave away the store in his first week in office by one-sided nuclear arms control treaty. He waived sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. He basically looked the other way on the colonial pipeline. He released a Russian cyber criminal.
A period of protection and hospitalization without labor leaving. Cardiovascular. Normal influence to no doubt in the murmur, abdomen not tender, mental status is not, he's minimally oriented to place and not to time, he's oriented to person, affect normal. Comparing up assessment on plan one, the prep says dementia period, I'll continue the naproxen, 10 milligrams daily. Two, he has history of stroke, I'll continue aspirin, 1 milligram daily. Three, he has hypertension controlled with amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Six, he gets agitated sometimes with dementia, and, but it was stable at present. I'll continue Depakote 250 milligrams 3 times a day. Seroquel 25 milligrams nightly. Good.
In other words, for all the attacks on Dr. Trump, it's our policy. So it
appears
to me that he was
following the footsteps
of a
regular doctor. Peace through
strength.
For prostatic hypertrophy, I'll continue to flow max 0.4 milligrams daily, period. In the history of depression, I will continue to tell up from 20 milligrams daily. This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating and in dictation. And this is from December 6th, as a date of service, December 6th, 2021. This is a late dictation.